Trevion, 200 yards of total offense, including the clincher at the end. What did you prove to America tonight?
You know, I proved that I'm, you know, a great back, you know, that I can contend. You know, I'm one of the best backs, if not the best back in the ACC. But, you know, kudos to the offensive line, kudos to the wide receiver, to Kellen, to the whole team. Man, we had went out there and had a great game.
Same in the middle, Trevion.
Trevion, I guess what happened when you dove for the defender and you fell down? Obviously, you needed some attention. I guess what happened there and how do you feel now?
I feel great now, man. You know, I guess my adrenaline's still pumping, but, you know, tried to jump out and sell out for the team, you know, and probably try and make that tackle. But I just fell out and kind of hurt my ribs and got the wind knocked out of me. But it's just one of those situations that you got to fight through and get through.
Go to Zach here in the front.
Trevion, from your vantage point, obviously on the sideline watching the defense work tonight, what were your thoughts on the way your defense played?
Well, defense had an outstanding day. You know, our defense went out there and played, you know, and they went out there and played at a high level. You know, they stopped the run. You know, they really eliminated that quarterback, and they went out there, caused a few turnovers, and, you know, got the ball out, but they didn't get the turnover ultimately. But, you know, they went out there and had a great game. So, you know, defense, you know, had a great week of practice. You know, they went out there and gave us a great look in situations throughout the week. So, you know, I'm glad to call in my defense.
Back to Sam in the middle.
How did you see Kellen react after that fumble that they returned? How did you see him react on the sideline and in the plays after that?
Yeah, he reacted as if nothing happened. You know, he didn't get his head down. You know, he didn't say anything, you know, odd or anything off. He went out there and said, let's go, let's fight. You know, that's on me. You know, I'm going to go out there and make a play. But, you know, at the same time, he didn't do anything down. You know, he went out there and played the next play and made a play. So,
Mark, you're on your left.
Mind walking us through the final run to score the game winner?
Yeah, it was just a simple inside zone. You know, in that situation, I got to run and follow behind Cullen Gillespie. And he had a great block. You know, the offensive line washed everything down. And Cullen Gillespie went right off their butt. You know, he put me to the second level, and I just had to make a guy miss and then jump in the end zone.
Questions? In the back, Durrell, TV Row.
Trevion, what's a win like this do for you guys confidence-wise as you now get ready to go play, what is it, 3 in a row on the road?
It was a big opportunity. You know, first home SEC, you know, opponent to come in. And it's a big win. You know, a big win for Jimbo era. It's a big win for us in this season. So now we just have to keep this energy going, keep this high that we have right now, keep it going, and be able to make plays the next week. So we just got to come back tomorrow and get back to work and get ready for the next opponent.
Gabe on your right.
Kentucky did not run one snap on A&M's side of the 50 in regulation tonight. And while you guys are still trying to figure some stuff out as the game goes along, that defense was pretty great. What can you say from your perspective about how the defense played?
You know, once again, man, our defense had an outstanding game, man. You know, they went out there with a mindset that they were going to stop Benny Snell. You know, they were going to stop their offense. You know, it's a great Kentucky team. You know, I have to give the respect to them, you know, on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. But defense went out there and had an outstanding game, put us in some great situations when we got the ball, you know, on offense. And that kind of correlated with Braden Mann. Braden Mann had a great job punting today. You know, he had a great job, man. He was really flipping the fields and really the change of point of that game, man. Defense went out there and made a stop. And then Rashad Paul got the big punt return. So, yeah, that really gave us some momentum and really shifted the game.
There's Sam in the middle.
Obviously, running the ball is a focal point of what you guys do. After 30 touches tonight, I guess, how do you feel generally and how, I guess, enjoyable is it to play such a major role and have so many touches this season?
You know, it's a great opportunity. You know, by any way that I can help my team win, any way that I can do what I can do, you know, for the guys next to me. You know, I'm just glad that this offense and this coaching staff really have that trust in me to put me in those situations. But by any means necessary, you know, whether I'm hurting, whether I'm, you know, feeling great, you know, I'm going to do everything I can for the guys next to me, and I'm just glad that I can be there.
Go to Zach right here in front.
Trevion, you kind of alluded to it. Do you think tonight proved that you're the best running back in the SEC?
Yes, it did.
Anything else? All right. You're done. Thanks.
Thank you.